This is the first day of the National Western Stock Show in Denver. We're talking rodeos, tractor races, fiddlers, and, of course, livestock competitions. We're going to learn what it takes to be a champion chicken. Over 25 years, Jim Atkins has judged more poultry than he can keep track of. He's the founder of the International Center for Poultry in Old Fort, North Carolina, and he's chosen champion chickens many times at the stock show. Jim, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be with you.
If I have two chickens sitting in front of me, or roosting maybe, how do I even tell the difference between two chickens of the same breed?
Well, of the same breed, it's actually quite easy because there is no perfect chicken, and two of them will never look exactly alike. So it's quite easy, actually. We have what we call a standard of perfection. That's the Chicken Bible, and it's been around. It's been published by the American Poultry Association for over 100 years. And in that book, it gives you a description of 200-plus different breeds and varieties of chickens, ducks, geese, and turkeys, and guineas. And each breed is described, has a specific comb, and has a specific color pattern of the plumage. It's got a tail angle. It's got size and weights and leg color and earlobe color. And so when you put two birds of the same breed next to each other, if you're familiar with that standard, you'd be able to, even the combs would be a little bit different. You'd never have an identical comb.
When you say the comb, just to be quite clear, that's the that thing that we associate with chickens. I describe a comb.
Well, the comb is on the top of the head. Generally speaking, all combs are red. That's where all of the blood of a chicken runs through the comb. And then they have those wattles, are those two things that are below their beak that hang down. Those are called wattles. And those are a very, very important part of the bird because they regulate the body temperature. All the blood of the bird runs through those, the comb and the wattles, and that's how they regulate their temperature.
Why do you love chickens so much?
Well, that's a great question. As far back as I can remember, I've always wanted all the wild birds to come to my house. So the bird baths and the bird houses and whatever it took, I wanted all the robins and the blue jays at my house. And then Dad bought some baby chicks, some Cornish cross, some meat chickens, and some Rhode Island Reds. I remember that very first rooster. I still have scars on the backs of my leg from that boy. But anyway, so I thought, hey, who needs wild birds when you can have your own? And so that was the beginning of my whole chicken experience, and I've been around them ever since.
What prompted you to become a chicken or generally a poultry judge?
Well, I got connected to a great 4-H club. My 4-H leader, he probably loved chickens more than all of us 4-H kids put together. And I'd see these judges. They would fly in from all over the country. They'd come from Oklahoma and Ohio. And I thought, man, that would be fun to become a chicken judge. And so that was one of my childhood aspirations. And so in 1994, I got licensed by the American Poultry Association. Since then, I've judged in about maybe 35 states and judged in Canada a few times, and I've even been to Australia judging five times.
Take us into a chicken show. The tension, the expectation, how the folks strutting their chickens feel, the atmosphere of competition.
Well, exhibitors come in all shapes and sizes, as you can imagine. There's some that are very, very sore losers. And I always say to people that about 70% of poultry judging is people skills and how you handle the exhibitors. And your big poultry shows are typically on the weekend, and us judges are expected to handle about 400 birds a day. We start down the rows, and we handle every single bird. You pick your best of varieties, best color, and then you pick the best of breed, and you go on to pick the champion of the class, and then you pick the champion of the large fowl, champion of the bantams, champion turkey, champion duck, champion goose, and then you pick your overall champions, and of course, that's always a big deal when you get on to champion row.
To chickens specifically, is there one in your career that was as close as you've ever seen to the Bible, to the perfect chicken?
Yeah, there's been there's been hundreds and hundreds over the years like that. So there's definitely those times when you go, this is an outstanding bird, best one of this breed that I've seen in many, many years. So that happens a lot.
And that bird probably ended up on a dinner plate, didn't it?
Most likely not. You know, most of the birds that are shown in exhibition are used strictly for exhibition. It's unfortunate, quite frankly, that that's happening, because we need to, if we're going to really preserve the old heritage breeds of poultry in our country, we've got to get them back into the marketplace.
Well, a lot of city folk are raising poultry these days. Communities, including Denver, are allowing backyard birds. I wonder if you might have some advice for folks who are venturing into that world.
The big thing is people are have a growing concern of what they're eating and where their eggs come from and what kind of how the chickens are being treated. And there's a great kind of a local food, sustainable food movement that's happening. So my advice is, obviously I'm a huge advocate of having your own birds in the backyard, and I'm adamantly opposed to some of the factory farming practices in the poultry industry. I worked there for a few years and discovered a few things about the birds that you eat and the turkeys that are being consumed in our country. And I'm definitely an advocate of backyard poultry, you know, having your small flock for your family and feeding your kids. So I definitely encourage people to explore those opportunities.
Jim, thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome. It was great to be on.
Poultry Judge Jim Atkins is the founder of the International Center for Poultry. Today is the first day of the National Western Stock Show. The poultry contest is January 21st. And that's Colorado Matters for today. We want to welcome our new producer, Leslie McClurg. This is Colorado Public Radio.